here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 18th of July, 2009. It's the birthday of Hunter S. Thompson, born in Louisville, 1937, who wrote an article for The Nation magazine in the mid-60s about the Hells Angels motorcycle gang, which came out as a book in 1967, which made Hunter S. Thompson famous as a kind of outlaw journalist of the counterculture. A few years later, he published his best-known book, Fear and Loathing, in Las Vegas. It's the birthday of William Makepeace Thackeray, born in Calcutta, 1811, whose masterpiece was the novel Vanity Fair, the story of Becky Sharp, the poor daughter of a drawing master who fights her way up through society by any means necessary, who says, "I think I could be a good woman if I had $5,000 a year." It's the birthday of Nelson Mandela, born in Umtata, Cape of Good Hope, South Africa, in 1918, joined the civil rights movement, the African National Congress, spent 28 years in prison, was released, and in 1994 was elected president of the country. It was on this day in 1870 the first Vatican Council declared the doctrine of papal infallibility, which said that the pontiff, when he speaks ex cathedra, that is, when he defines by virtue of his supreme apostolic authority a doctrine of faith or morals to be held by the whole church, is by reason of the divine assistance possessed of infallibility. It does not say that the pope is correct about every decision that he makes or that he is exempt from sin in his personal life. It was a controversial idea, the idea of papal infallibility, but in fact it's almost never used in practice. In fact, a pope has only once invoked the papal infallibility doctrine, and that was in 1950 when Pope Pius XII said that it was an article of faith that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was born without original sin and was assumed or taken up body and soul into heaven, which had been part of the beliefs of Catholics for hundreds and hundreds of years. And it's the birthday of the poet Rose Hartwick Thorpe, born in Mishawaka, Indiana, 1850, famous for her narrative poem Curfew Must Not Ring Tonight, about a brave young woman who saves her lover who is due to be executed at the ringing of the bell. She climbs the bell tower and grabs hold of the clapper so that it cannot ring. Here's a poem for today by Lee Robinson, entitled Cantaloupe. Friday I sniffed it in the grocery store, turned it in my hands looking for bruises in the rough webbed rind. My mother's voice, the one I carry always in my head, pronounced it fine, ripe but not too soft. I bagged and bought it, would have given it to you for breakfast, this fruit, first grown in Cantalupo, not far from Rome. I imagined you, my sleepy emperor, coming to the table in your towel, toga, digging into the luscious orange flesh with a golden spoon, and afterwards reclining, your smile satisfied, imperial. Now I open the trunk of my car to find the cantaloupe still there, flattened, sour, having baked all weekend in August's oven. Grieving is useless, my mother would say, just get another. But why am I so certain that no other fruit will ever be as sweet as that, the one I would have cut in half, scooped the seeds from, that one I would have given you on Saturday morning? Cantaloupe by Lee Robinson, from the collection Hearsay, published by Fordham University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.